Good morning, everyone. It is a snowy Tuesday here in the Vancouver area. It is Tuesday, December 20th, and today we wanted to do something a little bit different. If you didn't know, you are currently listening to Against the Current, CITR 101.9's weekly news radio show. We cover the Lower Mainland and we're based on UBC's Point Grey campus on the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam people. Every Tuesday at noon, we want to bring you relevant and timely news coverage, and we rebroadcast every episode at around Saturday at noon as well. Since this is our last episode of 2022 and our last episode before next year, 2023, we wanted to do something a little different and a little hopeful, hopefully. We know that it's snowing out here, and we know that some of you are bundled up. So maybe grab a hot chocolate while listening to us walk you through some maybe unconventional approaches for the new year, including what traditional kind of New Year's advice you should ditch and some that you should consider adopting. Well, you will take a quick break, and after that, we'll run you through the first couple tips. My name is Jasmine. I am the News Collective Lead, and I hope to see you soon. Take care.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Against the Current, CITR 101.9's weekly news radio show. I'm Jasmine. I'll be your host for today's episode. And for today, I wanted to walk you through a couple tips and tricks that might feel a little counterintuitive as we go into the new year. Our first tip for you is to stop trying to define who you are and start trying to discover who you are. Now, when I say define, I know that a lot of people, when they go into the new year, they might write down this list or journal and think, okay, well, this is the kind of person I want to be, or I want to be, someone who goes to the gym, someone who likes this type of music, or who pursues these kind of goals, etc. Or we try to acquire all of these labels for ourselves in order to try to better understand who we are. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I think that to a certain degree that's healthy, but I wonder how many of us actually try to sit ourselves down or approach life just trying to discover what it is we like. What kind of music do we like? What kind of food do we like? What kind of media excites us? What kind of dreams or potential goals excites us? To go into something without any or minimal kind of expectations and just trying to discover who you are the same way that you would try to discover a new city or try to get to know a new person. I think a lot of the time when we try to define ourselves and try to think of the kind of person we want to become, we do so with certain expectations. We want to arrive at a certain point, and we don't actually try to get to know ourselves. And I think that by not trying to genuinely get to know ourselves, we're really missing out. I think that all of us, in our own ways, are very cool, interesting people, and we don't afford ourselves the generosity and care of trying to get to know that person that you spend objectively the most time with, compared to everyone else in the world. So one concrete example for me is I really, really like music. And I like most music, but for most of my life, I just didn't quite know what my taste in music was. So now something that I'm trying to do more frequently is just, you know, go on Spotify, listen to song radios, listen to new artists, and just try to pay attention to what songs stand out to me. I don't go into it thinking, hey, I want to be a person who listens to pop punk or indie rock or Scottish folk music. All are very cool and valid genres of music, but I just go into it and want to find out what kind of music speaks to me. Or when I'm pursuing creative writing, I try out writing in different genres, different writing styles, and see whichever one feels right to me. And I think another thing to consider with that is that as the new year progresses, maybe sometimes you will discover things about yourself in, let's say, February that may not hold true in September, and that's okay, because the thing about, for example, discovering a new city is that cities change and so do people. So what might be true in February might not be true in October. And, you know, trying to approach life and the new year with this kind of continuous sense of discovery allows you to develop that kind of excitement and wonder towards yourself. And you won't have this, or it'll be a bit of a mitigator for that kind of anxiety that people feel towards, oh, I'm not this type of person yet, or I'm not the person I wanted to be when I was journaling, like December 2022. I think it gives you the kind of space to genuinely allow yourself to think, hey, this is a really cool person I want to get to know. And as they change, I get to know different versions of themselves instead of trying to put them in these potential boxes and getting upset because they couldn't fit in them right. For our second tip, I would like to discourage all the people who are already planning to buy their gym memberships to not start going to the gym for the sake of being a person who goes to the gym. And I'm not saying don't be physically active. Being physically active is necessary and healthy for most people. What I am saying is that a lot of people, especially around New Year's time, they think, oh, I finally want to, you know, start lifting, start doing some more cardio, start doing all of these things because, you know, it's healthier. Maybe I want to look a certain way or to impress a certain set of people. And I don't think we tend to, you know, to start working out, especially working out in a gym setting, with a healthy kind of mindset. And that is either unsustainable or self-destructive for most people. And what I would encourage you folks to do instead is to try to discover ways for you to become physically active in ways that genuinely bring you joy and that just make you happy doing them instead of doing them like, oh, like it's a chore that you need to get over with in order to stay healthy or in order to look a certain way. So, for example, for me, sometimes the idea of going to the gym gives me anxiety because I have a feeling that I would, that if I start going, it would quickly spiral into me going like, oh, I need to lift this amount of weights so that I can achieve a certain body type because I don't quite like the body type I have now, or just developing these kind of goals that really don't do wonders for my self-esteem or are meaningful besides, you know, how they conform to a beauty standard or all of that kind of stuff. And I think that now I would just rather see what kind of sports or what kind of recreational activities that would require me to be physically active actually make me happy while I'm doing them. So one example for me is that I used to really like volleyball in high school. I was not very good at it. Let's get that out of the way. I was not, you know, a stellar student athlete, but I did enjoy it, and I was decent enough to make the team. Granted, it was a small high school and they did not have that many options, but I did make the team. Next term and just next year, I'm planning on joining some intramural teams at my university, maybe dropping into my local community center and practicing with some people from my city. And just really getting physically active by playing a sport that I know that I love recreationally and with low stakes. You know, it's just intramural volleyball. It's just a community drop-in league. And that doesn't make it any less meaningful because it's not as competitive as, let's say, traditional club teams or varsity athletics. But now that I'm removing those kind of stressors or the idea that I need to be super, super good, I can actually derive a lot more enjoyment from it. And I'm also staying healthy. Another thing that I'm doing is that I really want to get into kayaking and like kind of water boat kind of sports or climbing, you know, like going to climbing gyms. And I'm really excited about that. I know that there's a climbing gym at UBC where I study, and I'm looking forward to probably messing up like a couple hundred times, but I think that one thing that has been helpful is that, you know, I don't know anyone who climbs. I don't know anyone who would necessarily be impressed by my climbing. I don't know what exactly climbing does to your physique or any of that. I'm just doing it because it seems fun. And the fact that I'm just doing it because it seems fun and because it would be something that helps keep me healthy, I think is a lot mentally healthier than just me saying, okay, well, I'm going to start going to the gym, even though I don't really see myself deriving any kind of enjoyment from it just because I'm not that physically active right now and I should be doing something. And although, you know, going to the gym can be fun for a lot of people, I'm not trying to undermine or discredit that. Whatever is fun for you, keep on doing that. But I think the way that kind of modern day kind of gym culture has evolved is that it feels kind of removed from a lot of real life examples of activities you would need to be physically active for. Like when you go and do some squats or cable rows, I think that's an actual exercise. I might be saying it wrong. Like there's no kind of purpose to doing them or no kind of end goal outside of completing a certain number of reps or to exercise a certain muscle. And I can see how that can become pretty boring and disenchanting for most people after a while. But if you go and try to find an actual activity, like maybe a sport or even just like going for walks and listening to music to get somewhere, that can be meaningful in and of itself. And it's not just something that you do, check off something off of your to-do list. So those are our first two tips. I hope that they lent you some insight. Before we get into our next tips, we're going to have a short break. So I'll see all of you listeners after that.
Do We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Okay, and welcome back, everyone. You are listening to CITR's weekly news radio show, Against the Current. And today we're walking you through a couple of our maybe unconventional New Year's resolution tips. So our first two was to stop trying to define yourself and start trying to discover yourself instead. And our second tip was to stop going to the gym for the sake of being someone who works out or go to the gym and try to find recreational activities or sports that actually bring you joy in doing them and have a meaning outside of exercising a certain muscle or looking a certain way instead, because now you have something that both brings you joy and keeps you healthy. For our third tip, we want to encourage you that if you want, or if you are the type of person who wants to do a bit of everything, know your ratios. And what I mean by that is that, for example, I am interested and passionate about a lot of different things in my life, and I want to try a lot of different things, but I am, a working student with multiple part-time jobs and a full course load. I don't have time to be investing hours upon hours into every single one of my hobbies, or to go to all the kind of events and things that I like. And I know that that's the reality for a lot of people listening. So what I would encourage all of you to do is that, try to make a list in a couple different ways. So for example, if you are the type of person who has many different hobbies and you want to try at least a little bit of all of them in the new year, try to prioritize them. So say you have, 10 different hobbies of varying interest. Pick your top three. Like, for example, mine would be creative writing, reading, and let's say journaling for now. I'm drawing a blank. I don't think those are my actual top three. But let's say those were your top three. So what you would do then is that when you're resting or you want to do something fun, most of the time you would just pick one of your three hobbies to do, whichever one feels right for you in that moment. And then create another list of the other things that you want to get into. Like, let's say you want to get into pottery, like making ceramics. You want to get into crochet. You want to get into climbing. You want to start building your record collection. You want to start making shoes, like being a cobbler. Just make a list of those things and say, hey, you know what? Every week I want to try, I want to spend at least like 20 minutes pursuing a new hobby. And then you just pick from that list. So that way, you are exploring all of them, but you are dedicating more energy into the hobbies that you know that you really love. And you're not overwhelming yourself with a bunch of different things. Like, you're saying, okay, like, every week I want to spend 3 hours doing one of my main hobbies, and I also want to spend, like, half an hour doing one of my side hobbies. So that was one way that you can approach things. Another thing that I would personally recommend, which is more like tip 3.5, is that, or let's call this tip 4, is that when you are kind of planning out your week, let's say, have two kind of master lists. Have a list of productive things or chores that you want to do, and then have a second list of fun things you want to do. And be kind of strict with yourself and say, hey, you know, every day I want to get this many things done, or I want to get like a certain amount of work done, proportional to, you know, how much work each task requires. And then I want to have at least 1 to 2 things that I genuinely enjoy. Like, I'm going to be strict with myself. I need to have, you know, a reward for myself for just, you know, existing or for doing all of these fun things, regardless of how many things you actually end up completing. So make those two lists. Like, let's say on one list you have, you know, do your homework for a certain course, or pay off a certain bill, or study for a certain exam, finish off a certain project. All of that goes in list one. And for your second list, have things that allow you to rest and be creative and do things that are fun. Like, let's say you want to go out for some drinks with your girlfriends, or you want to listen to your favorite artist's new album, or you really want to try painting ceramics at your local studio, or you really want to reread one of your favorite books. Have all of that in a list, and then each day just pick a couple and do them. That way you're trying to keep a bit of a healthier balance in your life. All right, we're going to head for another break, but after we get back, we'll give you our last couple tips, and then we'll say our goodbyes for the year. Thank you for listening, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9's weekly news radio show Against the Current, and we will see you after the break.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9. You're listening to our weekly news radio show, Against the Current. My name is Jasmine, and I'll be running you through some of our tips for approaching the new year. So our first couple tips were to stop trying to define yourself and start trying to discover yourself as well. Like, you're getting to know a new friend, and a friend who changes and grows over time. Our second tip was to stop going to the gym for the sake of being someone who goes to the gym, and start trying to find fun, physically demanding or physically encouraging ways for you to get active that genuinely bring you joy. Our third tip was to know your ratios if you want to do a little bit of everything. If you want to pursue a lot of different hobbies or interests, make a couple lists. Make a list of priority things that you might want to try out or research or whatever it is that you want to do. And then make a second, like, medium or low priority list and decide for yourself, okay, every week I want to spend, let's say, 3 to 5 hours pursuing my priority hobbies or researching my priority interests. And then let's say 1 hour a week, I want to try out one of these new cool interesting hobbies, or, you know, scroll through Wikipedia, learning about these other cool things. That way you don't overwhelm yourself by trying out all of these different things and end up in some kind of creative burnout rut. Our fourth tip was also about lists, and it's that when you are trying to plan your week, have a list of productive things and, you know, chores that you want to accomplish and complete, and then have a second to-do list of fun things, things that make your life a little bit more worth living. That can be anything from going out with people you care about for dinner or for drinks. It could be pursuing one of your hobbies. Maybe it's journaling. You know, things that genuinely bring you joy. For our last two tips, the first thing that I would, or the fifth thing that I would encourage you folks to do is to ditch the SMART goals. So SMART goals, if you don't know, are a certain framework of goal setting that includes making specific, measurable, achievable, time-bound, and realistic goals. And, you know, setting SMART goals can be particularly helpful when you're doing projects or, you know, you're working in a corporate setting. But when you're setting personal goals, sometimes that specific structure of goal setting can be pretty anxiety-inducing and can be pretty restrictive. So when you're setting, you know, goals for your own life, what I would encourage you to do instead is to keep them a little broad and a little open instead. So, for example, instead of saying, you know, I want to pursue this particular niche of a profession by the time I turn, I don't know, 25, and then checking off all of the criteria for this specific SMART goal, say, hey, I want to be a writer. I would like to publish, you know, something. Let's say I create a list, like maybe a short story, maybe a stage play, maybe a podcast fictional series. And I'd like to try to finish that in 2 years' time. So you're giving yourself, you know, a bit of a rough timeline, but instead of it being restricted to, oh, I only have 2 years to do this, you're giving yourself a bit of a flexible deadline, like saying, hey, I am going to make these plans to try to finish it within 2 years. But if it's not, if I overestimated myself or underestimated the work that is required to undertake this task, that's okay. Let's push it to 3. Let's push it to 4 even. I think what SMART goals tend to do sometimes when we're setting personal goals in our lives is that it doesn't leave enough room for discovery in all the different directions that you can take in your life as a person. There are so many things that we don't anticipate, and we need some of that room for flexibility. Otherwise, we're just going to keep on kind of barreling towards one direction, and we don't realize until like 2 years into this that maybe we don't actually like it. Maybe we should have been a bit more open-minded. So I encourage all of you to leave that room when you're setting that personal goal, and don't be too strict with it yourself. Allow yourself to discover your life the way that you are discovering yourself. All right, and for our last tip of the day, and I mean this in complete, utter seriousness, is consider going to therapy. I know that in some places getting or receiving, professional help for mental health or getting a therapist has a lot of stigma. I think that, at least in our area, that stigma is decreasing and there's a lot of positivity around just getting a therapist and getting the kind of support you need. But a lot of people, they tend to try to deal with it themselves alone, or maybe trying to seek help from other people only when, or only until things get really bad. And it's only when they're in like crisis mode, like everything feels like it's falling apart, that they try to seek professional help. And I know that it can be incredibly intimidating, very scary. And, you know, a lot of people have, you know, justified reasons to be distrusting of mental health professionals. But I really do sincerely encourage you folks to consider going to therapy and start that process while you are doing good, so that you are, you know, actively working on things that might hinder you or might pose an obstacle to your mental health before it actually gets bad. So that you don't have to go into crisis mode at all, or the crisis won't be as bad when it arrives. Don't wait until things get bad. Start doing or start practicing good habits and unlearning bad habits while, you know, you're at the peak, while life is looking up, so that you can minimize, you know, how far down you fall. It does not mean that you're weak. I think it just means that you're wise and that you're trying to do what is best for yourself, both your present and your future self. And you're looking at past versions of yourself and saying, hey, I know that it used to be really tough, and I'm going to take the steps to make sure that we don't have to go through that again, or when we do, we'll know how to handle the pain better. I hope that all of these different tips were helpful for you folks, and I really do sincerely hope that all of you enjoy the holiday season. This will be our last episode for Against the Current for this year, so I will see you in a couple weeks when the New Year's come, and hopefully with better, fresher, more interesting episodes for 2023. Take care, everyone.